The head of Georgia's Ethics Commission says it will now audit the campaign fundraising reports of all major statewide candidates. WABE's Johnny Kaufman reports.
It might seem like the State Ethics Commission would audit the fundraising reports of every candidate, from Savannah to Dalton. But the office has a 17-person staff, and there are thousands of candidates around Georgia. Stefan Ritter heads the State Ethics Commission. He says it's putting candidates for governor, secretary of state, and other high-profile offices on notice. The commission will be watching closely.
I think it will make them more attentive to the fact that they should not violate the law or play, you know, too fast and loose.
Ritter says the ethics office often finds candidates who misuse campaign funds.
You know, we've had politicians do, I think, somewhat outrageous things with their accounts, from going to strip bars to taking the money out for a variety of things.
Georgia's ethics office usually starts looking into those kinds of crimes after it gets a complaint from someone. But Katie Kelly says relying on complaints can undermine the public's trust. She's with the Campaign Legal Center.
The complaint process can be used for political purposes.
Kelly says California is the only state that requires audits of fundraising and spending for certain candidates. Georgia doesn't have a law like that, but she says it's important for voters to know the state's campaign finance laws are being enforced.
They want to know that these laws aren't just written down somewhere and forgotten, but that somebody is actually making sure that there's compliance with the laws.
Kelly says Georgia's Ethics Commission has some discretion over which cases it pursues, so it can set a tone for what's acceptable when it comes to candidates and campaigns managing their money. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.